Komoeawa Tamanui, France and Tine, and this is your Wātea English News. Ngāti Maniapoto post-settlement governance entity Tenehenehe Nui has appointed South Auckland community leader David Letele to the board of its social arm. The former boxer has developed a number of initiatives, including his Butterbean Motivation Exercise Program, food banks in South and West Auckland, and with his father, Dave Letele Sr., a trust offering housing and support for former prisoners. He says the new role has come from a visit he made to his ancestral Te Kōpua Marae on the banks of Waipa River near Te Awamutu.
The same struggles that we see in South Auckland and West Auckland, really any deprived area that we work in, it's happening down there, but there's just less support. We went down there to Christmas, took down a truckload of presents, food, then I just said, I'll be back. And this is my way of coming back. And everything we do up here, our model is the model that works, and that's what needs to be scaled, and that's what I'm looking at doing.
Former Labour MP and Minister Nanaia Mahuta from Te Kuiti Pā was appointed Independent Director of Tenehenehe Nui's Commercial Board. Lung health experts say New Zealanders and especially Māori will pay the price for the government's repeal of world-leading smoke-free legislation. Thoracic Society President Paul Dawkins says modelling suggested the suite of measures in the scrapped regulations, including limiting the number of tobacco outlets and reducing the amount of nicotine in cigarettes, were going to save around 5,000 lives a year and significantly narrow the equity gap for the Māori population. Dr. Dawkins says society members know lungs better than most, and they see every day the patients suffering from devastating impact of smoking and vaping. And lastly, a leading Te Arawa Kaihaka says the competition held over 2 days at the weekend shows the region will continue to be a powerhouse for the Māori performing arts. Dan Vaka says it was great to see 6 new rōpū from Matata Tutu Wharetoa among the 24 in the competition, including some he taught at Western Heights School who have gone on to be performers and tutors. He was pleased to see teams featuring Kuia and Kaumātua, but also took the time on stage to hand over the Māori for his own team, Te Hekenga Ārangi.
Time to hang the pūpū up now. Had a bit of a kōrero on our whakawātea and our exit, just explaining that the future of our culture, the future of our kapahaka, of our reo, lies in the hands of our rangatahi, those who have been taught and schooled by our nannies and our kuros, those who have been brought up on the marae. And so both my wife and I handed our tutorship over to our daughter and our nephew, and they finished off the exit for us, and yeah, that was a lovely moment.
The 6 kapahaka from Te Arawa Waka who will stand at New Plymouth next year are regional winners Ngāti Whakaue, Tū Haurangi Ngāti Wāhiao, Te Piki Kōtuku o Ngāti Rongomai, Te Hekenga Ārangi and Ngāti Rangi Webehi and Te Hiku Wai, which overcame the death of its tutor Muriwai Ihakara to return to the Matatini contention. And that's your Wātea English News.